Hello, and welcome to Mom Writers Talk Radio. I'm your host, Paula Schmidt.
And I'm Alana Morales.
Thank you for joining us. Today we have a great show in store for you. We will be speaking with mom writer and certified nutritional consultant, Elizabeth Yarnell. Elizabeth's book, Glorious One Pot Meals, is a must-have cookbook, let me tell you. I recently received her book, and the recipes are outstanding.
I agree. They are simple enough that even I can follow them, and they look super yummy, which is important when you have finicky little ones like I do.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with mom author Elizabeth Yarnell. Welcome back to the show. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with mom writer and certified nutritional consultant Elizabeth Yarnell. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lynn. I'm glad to be here.
Here, to start us off here, have you ever considered yourself a writer, or did writing come more of a necessity to you when you thought up the idea for one-pot meals?
Actually, I have been a professional writer for the last 12, 13 years.
Oh, wow.
But not writing cookbooks.
Uh-huh.
I am an instructional designer and a technical writer, and I create things like user manuals for websites and for software products. Multimedia training for corporations, really fun stuff like that.
Oh, that seems like it's pretty involved, yeah.
It is. It's pretty intense, but it was actually the best training I could have asked for when I did come up with my cooking method and I wanted to put it into a cookbook, because what I do as an instructional designer is I take complex processes and I break them down into steps that I can teach adult learners. And what I did with my cooking method in my cookbook was I broke down this process and I broke it into steps that anyone can do.
Wonderful. I can see where that would definitely help with a cookbook.
Right. I know. I've been looking over your website, and I love the whole concept of one-pot meals. I mean, you get a complete meal that's easily prepared, and it just looks great when served on your family's plate. I mean, what more could you ask for, right?
You know, that's what I feel like. I feel like I just want to tell everyone about this, because how could no one have thought of this before me?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's so many of us that desperately, desperately need this. So
anything that's quick and easy. I'm
yes.
So
exactly.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit about your new book, Glorious One Pot Meals, and how you came to write this book?
Sure. Let's see. The book is about, it introduces my unique method of cooking. And I know it's absolutely unique because I was granted a patent for it.
Oh.
But no one else has ever published or any kind of cooking tech, any recipe or cooking cookbook, anything like that, that uses this particular method of cooking. And the way this all came about was because I woke up one day, just about 2 weeks before my 30th birthday, and I couldn't see out of one eye. And I went to the eye doctor, and I was diagnosed pretty much immediately with multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
So if you're ever diagnosed with a chronic disease like this, there's an immediate crisis period. And the way that I handled that was to try to get as much information as I could about my disease to try to figure out how I would be able to handle it and make it have the most minimal effect on my life as I possibly could. And in my research, what I discovered was that there's a very strong connection between what you eat and how healthy you are. And your body will function better if you give it the nutrients that it needs to do so. And if you don't, it will rob from other parts of your body to try to find what it needs to function. So my goal became to feed my body the nutrition it needed to function. And in order to do that, I believe that the best way to do that is through whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's so many things in whole foods, not only the vitamins and the minerals and the other nutrients that we have identified, but so many others that we don't even know are there.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in a package. That apple has a package of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that all work together in synchronicity that you're not going to get if you just pop a vitamin pill or do something else, because we don't even know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal became to try to eat whole foods, but here I have MS, and one of the problems with MS is that there's a lot of fatigue that's involved. So I knew that if I had to spend hours and hours in the kitchen preparing my whole foods to eat and then another couple hours cleaning up afterwards, it just wasn't going to happen. So I was looking for a way that I could prepare whole foods easily without exhausting myself and without thinking ahead, because I'm a terrible planner when it comes to food. So one night my husband and I were watching late night TV. This was before we had cable. And we saw this infomercial, and it's been on forever. It's still on now. And the guy says, look, I can make your whole meal in this one countertop appliance. And he says, I'm going to put in dry rice, and I'm going to put in a can of tomatoes. And then he puts a grill down. And he says, now I'm going to put chicken breast. And then he puts another grill layer. And then he puts brownies on the top.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he covers the whole thing with a dome, and he plugs it in and turns it on. It's kind of like I Dream of Jeannie type.
Yeah.
And my husband and I look at each other, and we're like, you know what? I wonder if we could do something similar with this little cute Dutch oven that we got as a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we happened to have a very good harvest from our garden that year, and we just started experimenting, and it worked.
Wow.
So that's how it kind of all came about. And then because I was already a professional writer, and not only had I been an instructional designer and a technical writer for a long time at this point, but I also have been a journalist for about 10 or 15 years as well and have published articles in lots of different venues and magazines and newspapers, stuff like that. So I was confident that I could write it. I just needed to. I'd never done a cookbook before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have your book. Figure out that. I have the book. You sent it. And the recipes, they just look wonderful. Like, for example, I have it here, the honey and spiced pork. I mean, it's just so easy and quick. And that's what we moms really want. Because I find that's the problem is we're always in a hurry and in a rush and we're not eating healthy. You know, we could make something really quick and rush out the door. And I also want to say that I would love to order one of these Dutch ovens.
Okay.
I have a larger family, so I need the big one.
Okay.
That's so funny because I was thinking the same thing. I remember, and I'm like, you know, I've heard of a Dutch oven. I don't know if I've ever seen a Dutch oven, but I'm going to be getting one just because I'm so inspired. And anything that's quick and easy and involves cooking, I need it.
Me too.
Well, and, you know, it gives an extra bonus because you want to feed your kids healthy food.
Yep.
And you want them to learn healthy eating habits. So if they grow up eating whole foods, and knowing what those are and what they taste like, then that's what they'll choose as adults as well.
Mm-hmm. So
I
true.
Believe, anyway.
I agree. Well, while you were going through this whole process, how did you juggle writing with your family, your health, all that? How were you able to do that?
It's definitely been a challenge. For a long time, I have two children. One is 19 months and one is 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time after my babies were born, I would work from about 8 p.m. until 2 in the morning.
Oh.
Just because that was when I could get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between that nighttime feeding, and the bedtime and the nighttime feeding.
Yep.
But now I try to get some intermittent help here and there. I have a slew of teenagers and other nannies who come in the afternoons, and my sister has been helping me out for a couple months, which has been really nice. Because right now I'm full-blown into the book tour and promotional stuff. I average about 8 to 12 promotional events a month.
Wow.
Which is a tremendous amount. So it is crazy. It's so hard to balance and be a mom and work and have a career and try to fulfill your passion. Not
good that you
cook.
Good that you have the help, you know, because we all sometimes try to be the super moms, but it's not good for us. We can't do it all. So it's good that we get help. Yeah. Well, I see from your website that you offer the cooking demonstrations and glorious one-pot meal workshops. Can you tell us a little bit about these?
I do public cooking demonstrations all over the place. Just on Sunday, there was an event hosted by the Denver Junior League called Kitchens That Cook. It was a driving tour around to the hottest kitchens in Denver. And I was set up in a tent in one of the backyards. There's actually a picture on my website of it where I was able to demonstrate my Glorious One Pot meals to people who were coming through on the Kitchens That Cook tour, and it was all proceeds went towards the Denver Junior League, and they do a lot of really wonderful charity work. And then I teach, so I do events like that. I do conventions, the Denver Cooks Convention, the Denver Fine Foods Convention, and then I teach regular classes at a cooking school in Denver. And I'm just about to kick off my national tour in Boston next week.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just going to ask you if you ever travel around.
But how fun to get to do the national tour. And now you're bringing your family. How is that going? Are you doing like an RV trip? Or you? Because that's brave.
Well, you know, I have little ones. I can't really be away from them too long.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're actually combining this all with visits to family. So
good.
On Cape Cod with my husband's family while I go and do my demonstrations. And my cousins live in the Bay Area and in Seattle, so we're just going to kind of go around like that.
Good.
That worked out really
and then the
nice.
Kids will be entertained and with their cousins and stuff like that.
Yeah, what a wonderful idea. Well, now that you have the one cookbook under your belt, what are your writing plans? Like, obviously, since you do the business writing and the technical writing, are you going to stay more with that, or are you going to maybe shoot for another cookbook, or what do you want to do?
There will definitely be another cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I think there's going to be a second edition of this cookbook.
Oh, nice.
That'll kind of have some more tips and some more recipes and just kind of be updated and spruced up.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, there will be a whole new cookbook with all new recipes and things like that. And hopefully there's just going to be a series of cookbooks. That's my goal in life.
Wonderful.
There are a lot of people I need to teach how to cook with this.
That's what I was just going to say. I just need to learn how to cook, and this is right up my alley. So I'm going to include it with my my website stuff, because it goes right in line with my book that I wrote and trying to, you know, find easy ways for moms to cook. So I'm a big proponent of that, so because I need it myself. So I'll be sure to post that information, because I cannot wait to try this out. I'm so excited. And can't wait to get, you know, stuff dinner on the table quickly and painlessly.
It's so super easy, and the best part about it, I think, is that you don't have to think ahead, because you can pull things directly out of your freezer and throw them into your Dutch oven, and it doesn't change your cooking time, and it doesn't change the taste of your meal. So I like to keep things like frozen chicken breasts and frozen fish fillets and frozen hamburger patties and frozen turkey tenderloins, things like that, as well as bags of frozen vegetables, all in my freezer, and then I can just come home and say, what do I feel like eating tonight?
See, and that's the best, because I never, ever, ever remember to defrost anything.
Oh,
ever.
I don't either.
I think about it at like 3 o'clock. Oh, I was supposed to pull chicken out, you know, and of course by then it's too late.
Right.
And
exactly.
So.
Exactly. I'm terrible about it, but when you can cook this way, it's a great thing to do, because you can stock your freezer, and then you're never out of healthy, nutritious food in an instant.
Right. And now anyone can order the Dutch oven right from your website. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. You can order from me at www.gloriousonepotmeals.com.
Okay.
You can get it at cookware stores, too. There's a bunch of different brands now, and even like some of the Food Network stars have their own brands, like Mario Batali has a brand, but his is really, really big, so you'd only need that if you have a lot of people in your family, like 7 or 8.
Okay, so Paula, that's the one you're going to need.
Yeah, what size
that
was
many
that? There's 7 of us, so which size would be my size?
You may want to think about either one very large pot. You could do a anywhere from a 5.5 to a 6.5 quart pot, or you could split it up, because that's really heavy. I don't know how strong you are. That's a big pot, and once it's full of food, it's going to be really heavy.
Yeah.
So you could even split it up and do 2 3.5 quart pots. I have a lot of people with big families who do that, get 2 smaller pots, and then they're easier to manipulate and easier to lift, because you're going to be filling this pot up with food. It's cast iron to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be filling it up with food and then bending over and placing it in and out of a 450-degree oven.
Oh, yeah.
That's super hot, and you just want to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a struggle to lift this thing, you don't want to be struggling in 450 degrees.
Yeah, okay. That is true. That is true. I thought also thought it was really interesting about the oven thermometer. I read that on your website. It's honestly one of those things I've never thought to check the oven temperature, and I didn't realize that you could actually recalibrate your oven. So
it's so easy to do. It took me 3 minutes to
recalibrate. Yeah, I've read that. I was like, I didn't know that was a maintenance task I needed to do. So that was a nice little interesting tidbit from your website.
It made a huge difference, too, not only in my Glorious One Pot meals, which were not working when my oven was only 410 when it was supposed to be 450, but in baking cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out why my cookies were taking so long to make.
Yep.
And part of it was because when I thought my oven was preheated, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Even though the oven beeped and said it was, it absolutely was not.
Oh, be another helpful tip. Now I know I got to make sure it's heated up. So, because I would have never thought of it. So.
Yeah. Well, ovens take longer to heat up than you think they do.
And I see also on the website for the Dutch ovens, is it just the different colors? Is that the only difference with the other ones that just look like the cast iron?
There are a lot of different colors in
this.
There are two different finishes. There's shiny and then there's matte.
Okay, that's the only difference with them. Okay.
Right. The black ones come in a matte finish. So they fool you because they actually look like raw cast iron, but you don't have to season them and they don't rust and they're dishwasher safe. So they're still enamel coated. They just look like matte.
Yeah. Okay.
And I really believe in the enamel coated ones. I think they're that you can use an uncoated cast, just a regular cast iron Dutch oven to cook my meals, but the enameled ones are lighter in weight, they're dishwasher safe, they don't rust.
Oh, I like that dishwasher safe bit.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
easier to deal with.
Well, I'll be in touch with you and we can chat about that because I definitely
want
to get one. What is one piece of advice that you would give to mom writers, Elizabeth?
I think the best piece of advice is I have two pieces of advice.
Okay.
One is that you need to just let some things go. And it's too hard and too much to ask to keep the perfect spotless house, to raise great kids, spend a lot of time with them, and pursue your own career. So you just have to kind of allow yourself to let some things go, whether that's laundry piling up or dishes in the sink, or kids' toys around, or whatever it might be. And sometimes it might even be doing takeout or ordering in pizza for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't beat yourself up because you can't be everything to everybody all the time. And then the second piece of advice I would give would be to try to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's the 13-year-old who lives next door who can come over after school and just play with your kids while you're still there but you're working.
Right.
Or it's actually hiring a professional nanny or a babysitter to come in. But even just a couple hours a week makes a huge difference in your sanity.
Wonderful advice. Wonderful. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Elizabeth. I cannot wait to try this out.
Well, I'm so glad. And Alana and Paula, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated it.
Oh, of course.
And listeners, you can check out Elizabeth's website at www.gloriouspotmeal.com. Thanks again, Elizabeth.
Thank you.